among all the apostles, and I think that Apostle Paul is the most faithful one. And he didn't just preach the gospel to make believers of Jesus Christ. He preached the gospel to make disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I can see that in his life, Jesus Christ is with him. Ever since he was born again, Jesus Christ was with him all the days of his life. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that every time when your servant preach and teach, and I pray that you fill him with your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that he can explain your word clearly to your children, and so that they be well fed and walk in step with the Holy Spirit and be blessed by you all the days of our life. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to write down the chart. That is what we are. I call that you. And I divide it into three stages. That is in the past. That's present. And that's future. We all have to prepare ourselves for the future. We have to know what we are now and what we were in the past. So take a look at Ephesians chapter 2. As for you, you were dead in transgression and sins, in which you used to live when you follow the ways of the world, when you follow the way of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, when you follow the evil spirit who are now at work in those who are disobedient. So I write that down. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. That is what we are in the past. The chart is for you. For you, that means you and me, okay? The evil spirit is at work in us in the past, okay? That's really, really bad. And where's in the future? I write that down, Ephesians 5:18. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's what we were in the future. What we were in the past, we are disobedient. Anyone who is disobeyed God is the one who is influenced by the evil spirit. Anyone who obey God, not only trust God, trust and obey,